Well, right through those trees right there is the Mauna Kea. It's the largest, the tallest mountain in the world if you measure it from the bottom of the sea. The Himalayans actually are taller because they're measured from the ground level. But technically, Mauna Kea that you can see over there is the largest at I forget, it was over 30,000 feet. I don't know what that is in meters. So that's the one of the tallest mountains in the world, and behind these trees to the right, you'll see Mauna Loa, which is the largest
Can we go
mountain.
there?
Yes, we can go there. You can see it's in terms of land mass, there's something over what they call over 10 million cubic miles of earth in that one mountain. So we have the tallest mountain in the world, and we have the largest mountain in the world in terms of just mass. So you can see right there is Mauna Loa. So you have two very large mountains right next to each other, and as you can see, there's a lot of pasture land. And what was really interesting is a lot of this pasture land became pasture because the British brought cattle back in the day of King Kamehameha, and they brought this cattle as a gift to the king. And the rule back then was that they told the Hawaiians have never seen an animal that large before. The largest animal they had was a pig. So when the British brought a cattle by, and they said, okay, well, here's a gift, here's 1,000 head of cattle, don't touch them for 10 years. So the Hawaiians were given a what they call a kapu, or rule by the king that says nobody touch the cattle for 10 years. So the cattle multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. The problem was that Hawaiians used to live in grass huts, and cows eat grass. So you would come home and a cow would be eating your house, and you couldn't touch the animal for fear of death. So finally the king said, well, we need to manage these animals. So they contacted the Portuguese and the Spaniards, who then came over, who knew how to wrangle cattle and how to ranch them and to control them. And so the Portuguese and the Spanish brought over their culture, their language, and their music, which is where the ukulele, the small little guitar that we have here, came from the Portuguese. And so the Hawaiian word for this cowboys is called paniolo. Paniolo means it's the shortened version of Espanol for Spaniards. So instead of saying Espanol, the S part got took out and paniolo got added. So now you have the word for a cowboy. It was paniolo.